Now, in your notes, you'll have a table of contents there. Page number 2. Would you follow me in your notes, please, if you would like to? Table of contents there that can help you today or subsequently in this particular studies. And it is Israel's election in the past of Romans 9, Israel's rejection in the present at Romans 10, and then session 3, Israel's restoration in the future, Romans 11. That is a good way and an easy way to remember the truths that the Apostle Paul is writing about. Past, present, future. Election, rejection, restoration. Very helpful. They are not mine, but they come from biblical studies that are well known. Now, on the next page, page 3, we are just giving you some info there regarding the background to this remarkable Roman epistle. I wonder if Phoebe realized what she was carrying in her bag. And the Apostle Paul must have thought a lot about Phoebe to hand over that scroll to her. The book of Romans in the seaport of Centria. Paul's writing in Corinth. Ship departs from Centria and goes to Rome. And Centria, a deaconess or a servant of the church, right there is carrying that document. And what an important document that is. Someone has said, and rightly so, the book of Romans is the charter of the Christian faith. It all seems to be there, even if it is in seed form. Now, I just want to point out, we're not going through this point by point, but I just want to point out, number one, a key verse for the book of Romans. It's relevant to what we're going to talk about. Take your Bibles, please, to Romans chapter 1. I don't have any scriptures up on slides. I'm of the old school. I like people to turn in their Bibles and read it for themselves so that they can remember it a little clearer. Now, Romans 1, 16 and 17. For it reads, and I'm reading from the New King James Version today, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now we often leave off verse 17, don't we? But there's a little connection there, a grammatical connection, the word for, which means because. A reason is given. But notice the declaration there. The gospel, the salvation, is to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Who amongst us are of Jewish extract today? Who amongst us are Jewish people? Okay, what of anyone from a Grecian background? Hellene. Well, we've got a Greek here. They're in, okay? They're in, they're allowed. Of course, the Greek stands for the Gentiles, does it not? But notice the priority here. There's the word first. Did you see that? And to the Jew, first. And also to the Greek. Now we're going to have to confront that when we have a look at the gospel and what happened in the first century. It's not favoritism. But we find God has an ordered plan, and something apparently has gone wrong with that plan. And Paul is moved by the Holy Spirit to solve that problem. And when he solves that problem, he says at the end, "Oh, the wonder, the depth of the wonder, of the wisdom and knowledge of God, His ways are past finding out." And he rejoices with a grand doxology. Now, Romans 1, 16 and 17 are very, very important. And also, not only do we find that priority there. Now, some have said, now just a minute, that's only for the first century. That's what happened. The gospel went to the Jews first, wherever Paul went to the synagogue, and then he went to the Gentiles after the first century. That's over. But we've got a problem, Because he also mentions that in Romans chapter 2 about wrath for the Jew, which still goes on today. We'll approach that in just a while. But here is a declaration, and we have to pick this up because this will come in Romans 10. For in it a righteousness from God is revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Heard a gospel message recently. What about the one before that? Or what about the gospel message before that one? Was there a revelation of the righteousness of God in that message? In the preaching of the gospel? Paul says in it is a revelation of a righteousness from God. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Don't hear about that too much these days, unfortunately. But that will be discussed by the Apostle Paul in Romans 10, because he wants to tell us why and how Israel fell. The problem was the problem of righteousness. We had a dear friend, her name escapes me, a Jewess, who turned to Christ and witnessed in the eastern suburbs. And she used to say with tears running down her face, my people Israel, do not believe that they are sinners. My people Israel, do not believe they are sinners. I believe they're righteous. Now, the Apostle Paul deals with that. Then at point six, we have some messages and themes. And this takes us through the book of Romans, 1-6. Progressive, logical themes. Condemnation, justification, sanctification, glorification. And then the chapters 9-11, nationalization, or the theme of vindication of God's righteousness. And then that is also a dispensational aspect in chapters 9-11. And then finally, there is the exhortation by the Apostle Paul, which we've called consecration or dedication, living out the truths that are in the first 11 chapters. Now let's have a look at point 5, and we have a diagram over page called Romans at a Glance. Let's have a look at that. This just illustrates the point that this is part of a whole. And you'll see a box there that I've drawn around those points, and you'll see that it is part of a larger whole. Romans 9, 10 and 11. And in the first 8 chapters, we have a revelation of God's righteousness, that is, the gift of righteousness that he gives to us by justification, or being put right with God by faith and faith alone. And there are many themes that are illustrated there. And then in the section 9-11, there is a vindication of God's righteousness, the way he has dealt with Israel, and the vindication of the way of salvation. That's the portion that is important. And there are 3 sections there. Chapter 9, Israel's past, the truth of election. Israel's present, the truth of rejection. Israel's future, the 11th chapter, the restoration. Now, that's why we have a short comment regarding the background, because we see that it is part of the whole. It's very interesting to see how expositors have responded to these chapters. For some, it's rather awkward. Some have called this section 9, 10 and 11 an appendix. An appendix. Some have called 9, 10 and 11 a parenthesis. An appendix means, well, the big work has been done and interesting information is just added on the end. That is, the big information is 1 to 8, and 9 to 11 is just interesting information added on the end. Some have said it's a parenthesis. Oh, there's an interruption. We can actually jump from chapter 8, right to chapter 12. And we can do that. That's true. But is it? And others have said it's the main part of the epistle.